6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/talk. That's forhers.com/talk. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Greetings and hello, Find Us Alive listeners. It's me, Anna, writer and director of the show and the only wizard left. It's just me. I ate all the other ones. We have some new patrons to thank. A big special thanks to Isaac Bjorkley, Shrek Wazowski, and Ty Radcliffe. Thank you all so much for supporting the show. We couldn't do what we do without you. Our Patreon has a bunch of cool perks like merch, ad-free episode downloads, secret live streams, and more. The majority of our funding comes from Patreon, so if you like this show and want to see more in the future and think that our rewards sound neat, consider supporting us. You can find us at patreon.com/hodgepodgeaudio or check hodgepodgeaudio.com for a one-time donation. That's patreon.com/hodgepodgeaudio. Thank you so much and enjoy the episode.
Yeah, I'll be up to the station to check on it tomorrow or maybe in a couple days. Cordell out.
Mama Chow's.
Oh, get your ass in here.
They were out of the chicken dumplings, so I got you the soup instead.
Oh, damn. But you brought me food anyway. My hero.
Your mother called me.
Ugh, Diane. Why'd she call you?
I assume it's because you don't pick up.
I'm busy. And the last thing I want to do after work is talk to another person's disembodied voice. What did she want?
She wants us to come to dinner again.
Oh, wow. We just had dinner with them.
Weeks ago? You shouldn't complain so much. At least she's supportive.
I know, but, like, she's going to ask us about kids again.
Then we tell her, again, that we're not having kids.
But you could still adopt, right? You don't think it'd be fun having some little guys running around? You two would be great parents.
We would not be great parents.
I'll call her back. How's yours today?
Hey, UIU is still trying to buy our outpost on Lovejoy. Nothing new there. Yours?
48 hit a breach, but it's wrapped up now.
Ooh, what kind?
Human error. Someone didn't screw on a vent cover right.
Casualties?
None to speak of. They called in for backup, then canceled the request like a few minutes later.
I see.
That's the first I've heard about on the West Coast in ages.
No news is good news.
No news is dreadfully boring, unfortunately.
I have to go. I'll see you at home.
Could you pack up some of that soup for me to take in tomorrow?
If there's enough left.
Great. Love you.
Love you.
Capitaine, this is Dr. Cordell, head of communications, confirming your consultation about the new earpieces tomorrow. Contact me to cancel. If I receive no cancellation, I will see you tomorrow at 09:45.
Site 64, this is Site 14. We're calling for all sites in Sister Unit 4. We're detecting a complete communications breakdown from Site 107. Please corroborate. Emergency code, Delta. Golf 011.
Received. Stand by for confirmation. Site 107, this is Site 64 requesting immediate response. Site 107, please confirm your status. Over. Site Site 107, Site 64 requesting immediate response. Site 107, confirm your status, over. Site 14, this is Site 64. I'm getting nothing from 107's radio, and their front desk telephone seems to be disconnected. Over.
Understood, Site 64. Stand by for further instruction. Over.
Babe?
Is everything alright?
Everything is fine, but I'm going to be here late.
Come on.
I'm not certain. I think we had a sight just, like, drop off the face of the earth.
Is the crowd gone?
They're gone. We disappeared.
Vanished like a fine vapor.
Tell me the rest.
Are you ready for some long hours? Me neither. You know our tiny little sister sight in Nevada? Worse. It's, like, gone. The entire building. Well, everything that was below ground. Nothing left but empty tunnels and the metal beams holding them up, they say. Which one do they have in there? One second. SCP-6320.
All I knew about your site was that it was one of those tiny one-skip operations. When I started reading more about it, I was surprised y'all had so many people working on one anomaly. But then again, it's Nevada. Maybe they were, like, using 107 as a pool of backup workers in case something happened at 225 or 56.
Or 666.
Don't tell me you believe in Site 666.
Stranger things have happened.
When you get transferred there, you'll have to tell me all about it.
So, we are sistered with 14 in California, 55 in Maine, and 107 in Nevada.
Is sistering a communications thing?
Technically, it's a whole site thing, but because comms are the first point of contact after an emergency, it's more immediately relevant to me than you.
I see.
So if one sister site has a mass casualty event and loses a big chunk of its staff,
it pulls manpower from the other sister sites.
Temporarily.
So if we had a catastrophic emergency, we would call one of those.
No, we would call Site 01 first. Sister sites don't do the emergency response part. They just fill in the labor gaps once we know that the world isn't, like, exploding.
Are you going down there to help with the recovery?
I'm tempted, but they don't need communications. They just need people to stop anyone from touching the skip.
I thought it disappeared.
No, just the building. And everyone in it.
The rift is still there?
Yep, right where you left it. Or so I'm told.
Huh. It's in here, too.
That could be good. Maybe that means there's a point of connection.
Huh.
Is O1 presuming death?
I'm still trying to find out what they're presuming. This was only yesterday. We're still trying to clear things up. I'm taking over major communications from Site 14 tomorrow.
Long hours?
Not necessarily. Sherry and Gibson are keeping the night shift. I don't know what I would do if I didn't have other people covering with me.
Must be nice.
I guess that's the benefit of working in a larger site. So, I started overseeing re-establishing 107's communication lines.
Yeah, the entry point and the front doors are still there, but their radio equipment and servers are gone. So the survivors are going to need a radio and an intranet terminal. The airstrip's still intact, yes. Do we have final numbers on casualties? 145? Jesus. 17 survivors. All were off-site when the event happened. None of them saw anything. Yeah. Remind emergency response to bring a terminal so they can log this firsthand. Jesus Christ, that's so many people.
How do you know they're still alive?
I don't think they're still alive. 145? That's too many to, like, paper over.
I don't think you can call what Site 01 is doing papering over.
What would you call it?
What are they supposed to do? 107 never recovered anything back out of the rift. None of the survivors have containment experience for something of this magnitude. And Site 01 isn't going to let them sit on their hands when so many other sites are short-staffed.
You read 6320's file?
Oh, no. You've read it, and you've never stopped talking about it.
Sorry.
I don't know what you're trying to accomplish here.
I just want them to look. I want them to try. It's not about hoping they're still alive. They're probably not. But don't you think their families would want confirmation? Over?
Yeah. I mean the bodies. Maybe we don't find them, but it's worth trying, isn't it? They can't just not look after an entire site goes missing.
Because what if it was you? What if it was your site and they just bricked up the doorway and moved on? Over.
Because really, it could happen to any of us.
Your site could, poof, gone. And they could, like, write you off as a loss and move the survivors someplace else, you know? Over.
Say nothing of the possibility that they could be alive.
Because maybe they could. If the building went with them, maybe the oxygen did too. Over.
And if that's the case...
Then that means Overwatch Command is okay with letting 145 people die because it's more expensive to try and get them out.
They didn't look for us.
Not at first. They called a final death count by the end of the week.
Did my distress calls go through? When it happened, I was calling Site-01. They must have heard something.
From what I gathered from them, there wasn't anything. You just... like, went dark all at once. Somebody noticed an outage in that part of the state, and the first call in Nevada's Alpha 4 dispatch came a few hours later.
Oh.
But I was doing what I could.
I understand that, but they should have had an FR-7800 MP unit installed 2 years ago, which would be capable of accessing FHF subveil frequencies. Every site with over 100 staff members was scheduled to get one. What? I have a copy of the original notice pulled up right now. It clearly says sites with over 100 resident employees. It's 250 now. When were the major sites going to be informed of this change? When the next equipment update rolls out, great. Can you at least tell me which model 107 was using? It's going to be difficult for me to ask them. Yeah, their comms director disappeared. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I love that phone number.
Hi, baby. I'm going to be back late tonight. Sorry. Spent all day arguing with someone from 219 about using their equipment to see if 6320 is transmitting any sub-radio waves from the inside. Feels like I'm the only person in the world who cares about this at all. Why is it so hard to convince anyone else to help? What am I supposed to do? Fly to Nevada and, like, check their phone lines? I don't have anything helpful to offer. Sorry, I'm rambling. I just meant to say I won't be home for dinner. Sorry again. Love you.
Okay, I can talk to engineering. Maybe they could see if anything funny happened leading
still
up to it.
It is unreliable. Let my emotions...
This is Site 64. Please confirm your identity.
So,
over.
Worth taking over research. Whatever he held the, the stuff that he's doing.
This is Site 64. Confirm
what
your...
What is he doing? It's on the tip of my tongue. Hold on a moment. It'll come back to me.
Site 107?
I'm sorry. I think I totally forgot what he
does. Dr. Harley. Dr. Harley, do you read?
So, how long have you been able to hear us?
It's been... about 2 months? I was trying so hard to get through to you.
Site-01, this is Site-64. I am receiving signal from Site-107. I repeat, I am receiving radio communications from Site-107.
Well, what did Site-01 say? They must have heard us, too. We've been broadcasting to the emergency frequency they assigned to us.
Yes. But they weren't tuned to yours.
Why not?
It was complicated. We didn't even know if they were live broadcasts or recorded, if they were coming from the same timeline or even the same universe. We didn't have any information. Just your voice.
My voice that Saito-1 wasn't listening to.
But I was listening to it.
I did a lot of talking during that time period.
You certainly did.
And that Overwatch command is why I have to sleep with a rolled-up towel inside my pillow. Otherwise, I can't do this with my neck. Which you cannot see, because I do not have a camera. Unless perhaps you have developed some anomalous means of viewing the inside of our site. In which case, please refer to my numerous cries for help.
Does he do this all day?
He does this for like 4 hours a day.
Have I ever told you, Saito-1, about the birthmark on my ankle?
Is any of it useful for your notes?
About 10% of it is.
It is shaped like a very small and rather squished South America. And sometimes, you'll be happy to know, there is one single hair that grows out of it. But not always. Only sometimes.
Good lord.
I know.
And if you continue down this dark path, Edmund, I'm paraphrasing, your family will suffer as a result of your actions.
Been there, buddy.
You will bring dishonor upon your noble clan. Do you want that? Do you want to dishonor your mother? And I said, which one? And she said, I cannot train you. Your mind is too hardened against our ways.
She said all that to you? Wow.
So needless to say, after the third grade, I did not continue with piano lessons.
Oh, that's a shame. I bet you would have been good at it.
Oh, hello, Klein.
Hello, Klein.
I do not believe so.
Damn.
What do you need string for?
Don't worry about it. I just need
some. Oh, I want some string. Get me some!
And they said there were notes of acorn, but I couldn't tell. And even then, how can they expect anyone to know what acorns taste like?
I have 15 minutes. What did I miss?
He's still talking about the wine.
No.
Oh, yes. Listen.
I've never eaten an acorn Overwatch command, have you? I don't even know if you can eat an acorn. I imagine you must be able to if it's included in the essential elements of a flavor profile.
He's losing it.
I'm losing it.
I collected data from you. On you, it was added to my official duties, temporarily.
Until we were found?
Yeah, or until we put together a dedicated task force.
I'm assuming you haven't, then.
Not an official one.
Site-89, this is Site-64. I have an update on the 107 situation. Over.
Site-331, this is Site-64. Good news about the field agent surgery.
Hey, Morris, you'll never guess who has broadcast recording.
Not every site's equipped to receive FHF frequencies, and I guess even fewer sites had the equipment than we're supposed to anyway, but I recorded everything as I was receiving it. Low quality, but high enough to digitize and compress.
We're not broadcasting on our ordinary frequencies?
Oh yeah, for sure. Regular radios can't pick you up at all. The only reason I can is because 64 gets FHF subveil and generalized AHF or ALF. A lot of groups of interest around the Enclave over here use AHF.
And Saito-1 could hear us too.
Yeah, in theory, but they, like, delegated the whole thing to me. Because I was sort of the only one who cared. Or I was the only one until I started sending out recordings. And after that, my email was so packed all the time that I had to get a tip line set up. It took over my entire job. I promoted one of my other comms workers to co-head the department just so I could have more time in the office listening to you and talking to the comms directors.
Other sites have been listening to me?
Harley, everyone's been listening to you.
Did you actually make a connection?
How the hell do we get you out?
Tell him I said hi.
Good sir.
Well, that's the final
update. Now everybody's kind of worried about you.
Oh, God.
I'm in contact with you.
Hi,
Harley, are you still with me?
Yeah. Yes, I'm here.
I convinced Overwatch Command to let us gather data collectively because it would be more efficient than doing it by myself. And I missed having dinner with my husband. They wouldn't allocate any extra funds to it, so I just passed around the recordings to anyone who wanted them, and we started finding volunteers.
Volunteers? That's resourceful.
It took me a while of messing around before I could transmit to you. You're coming in kind of in between frequencies. And with the ambient radiation from the three Portlands over here, it took a while for me to worm my way into it. We had to bring in a second radio to do our normal jobs. This one can't be adjusted or I'd lose the frequency and do it all over again.
Can you do me a favor?
I think so.
What's the weather like today? Where you are?
I don't have a window in my office, but it was raining when I came in.
Could you describe it more?
Sure. It's pretty cold here, still, but the trees are starting to bud. It was kind of windy. It rained yesterday, too. Not unusual for this area. It rains most of the time.
Rain.
Well, hoping it gets a little warmer soon. The rain's not so bad when it doesn't make your fingers hurt.
It's spring?
Yeah, it's working on it. Hopefully we can get you out in time for the warm weather.
Yeah, that sounds nice.
Episode 57 was written and produced by Anna McGuire. The voice of Harley is Logan Laidlaw. The voice of Klein is Tosh Ritter. The voice of Cordell is Ashley Quills. The voice of Noah is Vin Vox. The voice of Site 14 operator is Aaron Prince. Original music by Jackson McMurray. If you like our show and want to support us, sign up for our newsletter at hodgepodgeaudio.com. This podcast, along with all content relating to the SCP Foundation, is released under a Creative Commons ShareAlike 3.0 license. Thank you for listening.